This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
The world of social media is about to get a lot more different, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. One is self-imposed, one is government-imposed. One's about Instagram and one is about TikTok. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Instagram.
All right. So Instagram came out yesterday and said, we've heard your cries. We're going to be more responsible about how damaging Instagram especially, but social media in general, can be for teenagers. So they are now releasing all the details for what they will call their teen accounts. Their teen accounts will have such as, all of them will be private accounts with private accounts. Teens need to accept new followers, and people who don't follow them cannot see their content.
Great.
They will have messaging restrictions. Teens will be placed in the strictest messaging settings so that they can only be messaged by people that follow them or they follow. Oh, only, yes. Sensitive content restrictions.
Good.
Teens will automatically be placed into the most restrictive settings of our sensitive content control, which limits the type of sensitive content, such as content that shows people fighting or promotes cosmetic procedures and stuff like that. And sleep mode enabled. Sleep mode will be turned on between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., which will mute notifications overnight and send auto replies to DM. Okay. I still don't know why we allow teens to have social media. I don't get it. There's not a question anymore. The science is in. It's bad for them.
Right.
Full stop.
So I am one of a shocking few people that I know that made the rule very early on for my kids that they can't have social media. And I managed to get one kid all the way through high school without social media, and she didn't perish. Did she like it? No. Were there times where she would ask, why can't I have this? Because it's unhealthy for you. And I wasn't even thinking about it from the perspective of like the scientific data. For me, it was, there is something unsafe about the idea that people can have access to you, even if they're people you go to school with.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't have behind closed doors conversations with some rando at your high school, but somehow if it's on Instagram, we're okay with that.
Right, right, right.
The same rule now applies to my 16-year-old. She can't have social media, and neither of them died. They're doing just fine. And you would be absolutely stunned. The other thing that I've managed to avoid with that, drama and bullying.
Oh, of course.
Okay. That was another big reason why we made the decision with Emma. You'd be shocked at how many people say things like, don't you think it's kind of unfair?
unfair. Here's what I don't get. Just like how in the 50s, we did all this research into finding out that cigarettes were really bad for you and alcohol is really bad for you, and we didn't let teens do it. Why aren't we doing that with social media?
One of the things that I think that we have to stop doing is you have to stop being able to only get information if you have social media. Our kids are in a musical together right now.
Uh-huh.
And for the makeup for the leads, they send kind of inspiration pictures. Well, the only way you can get those is on the Facebook page. But there are lots and lots of instances where the only place you can get information is through social media apps.
Well, then that does need to change, Don.
We just got such an interesting text. My daughter's in an eating disorder recovery program, and it's coming to light that social media played a big part in that. She's a sophomore in high school. Man, we absolutely feel for you guys, because that is another really, really serious part of this.
Let's talk to T real fast. Good morning, T.
Hey, good morning.
What is another thing why teens shouldn't be on social media?
So just recently, you know, we had discovered, you know, between my son and another cousin of his, they were targeted from two or three different people were actually found. And it's, I think, three. They were trying to get pictures, basically nudes sent to them via Instagram, and they were targeting them for possible sex trafficking. We had to get the police involved.
So your teens were obviously already on Instagram, right?
Yep, yep.
Do you regret making the decision to let them on Instagram to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my son, this is my first son, he's a split family. So my ex-wife, you know, it's hard to have certain restrictions because he has certain rules over there and certain rules at my house.
Yeah.
And I haven't liked it from day one. I mean, it's like, why does a kid need a social media account? You know, it's not needed, it's not necessary.
Is there are so many parents that are like, oh, but all their friends have it. Okay.
They thought these people were like, for example, my son thought this was a 16-year-old girl, and it was like a 40 or 50-year-old man.
Oof, my God.
A sex predator.
Yeah.
Dude, T, thank you so much for that cautionary tale. Appreciate that. We got to wrap this up. But, I mean, Katie, just like you said, you know, you'd be shocked at how much pushback you've gotten for not letting your kids on Instagram. We're getting a lot of pushback on text message of people trying to justify why it's okay for their kids to have social media. Whatever. You do you. I'm just saying, I'm sitting here as a spectator, and I'm chomping at the bit for Congress to actually do something about it and ban it outright until you're 18.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.